This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Monday, May 15th. I'm Audrey McCabe. The 2026 state legislative session has wrapped up, with lawmakers passing bills on everything from school funding to labor rights. Join us Thursday, May 21st from 6 to 7 p.m. for our special live call-in show with reporters from the Colorado Capital News Alliance. We'll break down what the new laws mean for Coloradans, and we'll take your questions live on air. That's Thursday, May 21st from 6 to 7 p.m. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation provided an update on the officer-involved shooting that occurred last week in Montrose. According to a press release, Montrose police officers responded to a report of a male outside a residence in the 100 block of Spruce Drive holding an AR-15-style rifle and shouting. Officers attempted to de-escalate the situation, issuing commands for the man to drop his weapon. According to the investigation, he was non-compliant and moved towards the officers, at which point two officers discharged their weapons. The man was struck by gunfire and transported to Montrose Regional Hospital. He has since been charged with multiple counts of criminal attempt assault in the first degree and felony menacing. And down in Ridgeway, the town council voted down final approval for a divisive anti-idling ordinance. According to the Yuri County Plain Dealer, the town adopted an anti-idling stance and campaigned on the issue for years. However, that message has never been enforceable. The town council gave initial approval to a version of the ordinance last month, after asking the Sustainability Advisory Board to address concerns. The new proposal would have prohibited vehicles from idling for more than 2 minutes with a one-hour period on public property or the town's historic business zoning district. Commercial vehicles would have been exempt. Violating the policy would have been punishable by a maximum fine of $300. Supporters of the proposal cited the harmfulness of emissions, especially for children and the elderly. Opponents cited the burden that would be placed on the marshal's office in enforcing it. Governor Jared Polis has shortened the prison sentence for Tina Peters and ordered her release on June 1st. The former Mesa County clerk was convicted of tampering with election equipment to prove President Trump's false claims of rigging the 2020 presidential election. She was sentenced to 9 years in prison. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Benta Berkland has more.
The former Mesa County clerk was convicted of tampering with election equipment to prove President Trump's false claims of rigging the 2020 election. She was sentenced to 9 years in prison. Here's Polis.
This is not a pardon. It's really making sure that her free speech was not a criteria for her overly harsh sentencing. So I really think that in the scheme of things, this will take the wind out of the sails of those who argue that there was something awry here, because I think there's a point that those have, and the reason we got thousands of calls saying she was oversentenced.
Polis said he agreed with an appeals court decision that the judge sentenced Peters harshly because of her beliefs. Trump has mounted a major pressure campaign to free Peters after her conviction 2 years ago, and this decision from Polis puts him directly at odds with his own party and election clerks.
That was Benta Berkland for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. As homeschooling continues to grow in the region, some parents are finding they don't have time to teach or just need help keeping kids on track. That's created a business opportunity for smaller alternative education popping up in Jackson, Wyoming, and other mountain towns. As KHOL's Sophia Boyd-Fliegel reports for Rocky Mountain Community Radio, they could soon be bolstered by public funds.
Anybody have anything they could add about predation or competition?
Torsten Joseph Yem is a smiley high school junior. He has curly dyed hair and fidgets with the sparkly water at the desk inside a new Radical Minds Academy campus in East Jackson.
I don't enjoy large chaotic environments. I think it makes it hard to learn.
His parents work for Grand Teton National Park. Growing up all over the rural West has meant a mix of schools, jumping into different friend groups, and figuring out what doesn't work.
Say, I learned best in kind of a self-guided environment.
He's one of a dozen families at the new Jackson Academy, where he works largely on his own with tutor check-ins. Tuition costs between $1,200 and $2,700 a month.
In the beginning, I hated school, so I became a teacher.
Garrett Austin started this business after founding Teton Tutors, and that was after years in the front of the classroom, in public and private schools.
Why is it important for natural selection?
He eats lunch with a small group gathered for science class.
So I've been running Teton Tutors since 2018. And this last year we expanded to open Radical Minds Academy. We call it Radicad.
In 2020, COVID hit. Schools went online and parents struggled to do their full-time job and keep their kids on task. Take Dana Park.
Because of COVID, I learned that I am not a teacher.
Some of these homeschooled kids are traveling professional athletes, or their families live in different countries depending on the month. Park's 11-year-old Everett just says public school felt
just kind of like too crowded, I feel like, and too many kids or people around to focus.
He also has an autoimmune disease.
We travel for medical appointments, and that's something that he's, you know, as a young person.
Austin says boutique tutor-guided homeschools let parents work and kids earn a high school diploma at their own pace and while pursuing their own interests. Since COVID, he's seen the model take off.
There have been these popping up in every mountain town and in every city.
Latest figures of homeschooled kids around Jackson has dropped off since a COVID peak, but 70 in 2024 is still about double pre-pandemic numbers. And statewide, homeschoolers have doubled in the last 10 years to nearly 5,000.
We can say anecdotally in the town that we've had exponentially increasing interest in homeschool and online school and these alternative options.
Seeing the trend, last year state lawmakers funded a program for families not in public school. Applicants can receive $7,000 per kid each year. Entrepreneurs like Austin could soon benefit from that new tranche of public funding.
Yeah, it would affect a lot of businesses, not just Radicad, like Taekwondo studios, Jackson Hole Indoor. It would affect music lessons.
But until mid-May, it was held up in court. A few parents in the Wyoming Education Association, which represents more than 6,000 public educators, are suing. They're worried private schools could dodge standards of equal admissions, special education services, or discriminate against queer students. The money will go through after the state Supreme Court handed the case back down to a lower court. Wyoming Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Degenfelder told KHOL in a written comment that parents shouldn't be pitted against each other. She says that, quote, it is about giving parents the option for what is best for their child.
It's a tough one for me because I started out as a public school teacher and I still believe in public education.
Austin says he understands the controversy.
I worry that that ESA would just be a tax break for those families who can already afford these things.
But he doesn't see Radicad as competing with other schools for students.
I think we offer something a little bit more flexible, a little bit more precise for the students. And we think we do a better job. The students here get more one-on-one attention.
How homeschool academies size up is hard to measure without the same data collection and scrutiny of public schools. But the flexibility has let Justed Yem, the junior, start his own business in IT management.
I spend about 4 hours a day here on a standard week.
Yeah.
But that time is flexible, so if something comes up, I'm able to leave, which is nice. And I spend between 2 to 6 hours a day doing business stuff.
And Park says this type of high-end homeschool did something immeasurable, saved her family dynamics.
Like, it was exhausting. By the time I went to go to work, I had already fought what felt like a 10-hour battle. We are thrilled. I honestly feel like Radicad has saved our family.
Everett reports the same.
Yeah, I did not really like school at all until I came here, and I was like, it's better here, and I was like, I'd come here every day.
He hopes his little brother can join him in a few years when he's in middle school. For KHOL News, I'm Sophia Boyd-Fliegel.
That report was shared with us via Rocky Mountain Community Radio, a network of public media stations in Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, and New Mexico, including KVNF. That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. Don't forget to tune in to our live call-in show next Thursday, the 21st, to learn about what Colorado's new laws mean for you. We also have a special episode of our public affairs show, Local Motion, airing at 5 p.m. tomorrow. We'll be examining the Montrose School Board's new law firm and the controversy surrounding it. Thanks for listening. I'm Audrey McCabe.